President Trump's nominee for FBI director appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee today for his confirmation hearing.
If I am given the honor of leading this agency, I will never allow the FBI's work to be driven by anything other than the facts, the law, and the impartial pursuit of justice. Period. Full stop. My loyalty is to the Constitution and to the rule of law.
That's Christopher Wray you're listening to. If he's confirmed, he will take over the FBI at a critical time as it investigates possible collusion or coordination between the Russian government and President Donald Trump's campaign. Wray is a former federal prosecutor in George W. Bush's administration. He led the Department of Justice Criminal Division, and he's a criminal defense lawyer in the private sector. Joining me now is Aruna Viswanatha. She's reporter for The Wall Street Journal covering the Justice Department. Aruna, welcome.
Hi there. Good to be with you.
Well, we just heard from Christopher Wray there in front of the Senate for his hearings. Here was a critical question. This one is from Patrick Leahy in terms of talking about where his loyalty lies.
From what we see from the White House, they may be expecting your loyalty, just as the president did with Director Comey. Now, you told me yesterday there's been no question by anybody in the White House asking you for a pledge of loyalty. Is that correct?
That's correct, Senator. My loyalty is to the Constitution, to the rule of law, and to the mission of the FBI. And no one asked me for any kind of loyalty oath at any point during this process, and I sure as heck didn't offer one.
Aruna, senators may be concerned about loyalty oaths since President Trump asked James Comey for one before he was fired. But who is Christopher Wray talking to? Is he talking to people inside the FBI, too? Because morale is pretty low there.
Yeah, I think he's talking to people within the FBI. He's talking to Democrats. He's talking to the American public at a larger level, given everyone's hesitation with his nomination and with the firing of James Comey. And no one's quite sure of his role in coming into this. Is he going to be another James Comey, or is he going to be sort of a Trump lackey? And I think he's trying to make clear that he is an independent person, and he's going to be an independent director.
Christopher Wray has a long history in government, and some senators were concerned with a role that he may have had in approving memos and approving Bush administration legal positions on torture. How did that questioning go, and did it get him in any trouble with senators?
He tried to make a distinction between the lawyers within the administration that would have been responsible for creating the policies and his role running the criminal division at the time, which was investigating allegations of abuses. So he was trying to say that he wasn't involved in authoring any of the policies. And it may hurt him a little bit with a couple of senators, but it seemed by and large he was getting a decent amount of Democratic support.
So it seemed pretty clear during these hearings, Aruna, that the issue of Russian meddling, the recent news on Donald Trump Jr. was on the front of everyone's mind, even though it really didn't have much to do with Christopher Wray. He wasn't even on the inside of government during these episodes. But Lindsey Graham of South Carolina asked Christopher Wray about what people should do in a scenario, say, where a foreign adversarial government comes to your presidential campaign and says, I have information about your opponent.
So the answer is, should I call the FBI?
I think it would be wise to let the FBI
know. You're going to be the director of the FBI, pal. So here's what I want you to tell every politician. If you get a call from somebody suggesting that a foreign government wants to help you by disparaging your opponent, tell us all to call the FBI.
To the members of this committee, any threat or effort to interfere with our elections from any nation state or any non-state actor is the kind of thing the FBI would want to know.
Christopher Wray seemed to take his cues there and give the answer that senators wanted to hear.
It's obviously a pretty striking set of circumstances, and I do give him credit for actually engaging on that versus just saying that it was all something that was under investigation by Special Counsel Mueller and he wasn't going to comment on it.
Christopher Wray got approving statements from the left, Al Franken, other senators, Republicans and Democrats seem to say nice things about him. It seems like he'll skate through confirmation here.
Yeah, that definitely seems likely at this point. I mean, he may face a couple of no votes, but it seems like he's going to get a lot of bipartisan support here.
Aruna Viswanatha with The Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much for the update.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.